Happy Hanukkah, you fucks. It's the first day of Hanukkah, first night of Hanukkah tonight. I guess Hanukkah didn't start till nighttime. I'll tell you what I like about the Jewish people. There's plenty. But I love, they start things at sundown. That's when things happen at night. Daytime is for nerds. And that means Christians. You're nerds. Party at night, man. So I'll be lighting a menorah tonight for sure. Got a sweet-ass menorah. Gonna fuck it. I ain't missing one candle this year. We miss candles almost every year. This year, oh, shit, I'm going to be gone. We're going to have to bring a menorah on the road. I don't know if they try to hit you up with the, if you're in a hotel, they probably don't like you burning candles, but I'm going to be like, it's Hanukkah, baby. You gonna have, you want a war on Christmas? Now you're gonna start a war on Hanukkah? You gotta let me burn that candle. Let's see, episode 310. It's noon ish. What's going on in the news, you ask? White nationalists want to march again on Charlottesville. The town says no. No fucking way. You ain't coming back. Charlottesville, South Carolina. I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina on Thursday. Unrelated. Just in the same state. And with, of course, Mike Birbiglia, Jacqueline Novak. And then Atlanta. I think there's tickets left for the late show Saturday, Atlanta. But really, what I want you all to do is make sure you fly to New York and come out to Governor's on Long Island the 5th and 6th of January, where it'll just be me. And I need people there. All right. Enough commercials. Also, buy Blue Apron. The food in a box. They have chicken and fish, or vegetables, if you don't like those things, or you're vegan. Blue Apron, they're advertising every podcast. Not this one. Fuck Blue Apron, unless they want to. I'm a plated guy. Fresh Box, and one of the other ones are like, hey, we're also Blue Apron. But they explain the concept. Maybe, do people not know the concept of Blue Apron? If you listen to a podcast, you know the concept of Blue Apron. I'm sure some of these people voting for Roy Moore have no idea what Blue Apron is. It's a coastal elitist thing, you know. Although Alabama, isn't that on the coast? The Florabama Shore? I keep seeing advertisements for that program. It looks like that's the New Jersey Shore. There's a part of Florida that's also Alabama. Or part of Alabama that's also Florida. They just they share a little. I'm not sure exactly how it works. I haven't seen the show. Don't have cable, but I guess I'll have to illegally download it because the curiosity is killing me. But yeah, fuck the Nazis that want to, and the white supremacists and the white nationalists, whatever they want to, alt-right. These people want to mark the anniversary of Charlottesville by marching. There's free speech. I think Nazis should be allowed to march. I wouldn't go counter protest a Nazi march personally, because I feel like they want people there to be mad. They're trolls. But I understand the need to all. But then, is that how it started in Germany? People are like, oh, don't counter protest. Yeah, I don't know what the right thing to do is. I'm an idiot. I'm not an idiot. I'm smart. person, but that's why I'm smart, because I fucking think I'm an idiot. I think that was something Plato said. Or Socrates. No, it was Socrates. Who was the first one? Socrates molested Plato? Is that how it went down? I don't think they called it molesting back then. It was dating, but by today's standard, it was all molesting. Do you know? Jacqueline's sitting next to me. It was Socrates and then Plato, right?
That I don't know.
Okay, forget it then. Jacqueline doesn't know. She's supposed to know stuff that I don't know. But sometimes we both don't know something. Cancer survivor disciplined for wearing hat at school. What is it? The obsession with the no hat in the school. We have gone beyond. I guess there was a time where wearing a hat inside for a man was a goddamn disgrace. You were insulting every lady in the room. I went to like a Catholic college. The first college I went to four colleges all told. One I went to twice. Went to another one. Well, that was a community college, you know. Let's not get through the history of that. I'll save that for another time. I probably already did it, but it'll get repeated. And I had to go talk to some nun about something, and I was wearing a hat, like a baseball cap. I've never been like a guy with a hat, like an actual like fedora or something like of that nature, but baseball cap. And I go into her office, and she says, "Aren't you going to take off your hat in the presence of a lady?" And I laughed. I thought it was funny. I was also probably like slightly drunk, because it was like during the day, and I typically drank enough to maintain a buzz through the morning, and then would kick back a little, take a few sips to keep the party going. That's how I stayed ahead of a hangover for years. And I laughed. I was like, "Oh, you're joking with me. You're fucking around. Look at this nun is such a cut up." And then I sat down, and she's like, "You're really not going to take it off?" And my hair was like all greasy. I didn't shower in a couple days because, again, I was an alcoholic, and hygiene wasn't of the utmost importance. You just kind of drag yourself out of bed and do what you got to do. And she really meant it. But she was 100 years old, and was at that time where people wore hats until Kennedy was like the first president to be like, "I'm not wearing a fucking hat. What am I, an asshole? I got a nice head of hair, baby. Show it to the world." And then he got shot in the head. But he got us off hats. But it doesn't mean anything now. There's no reason to. Everybody wears hats wherever they want. We're etiquette, useless etiquette, like just dumbass shit, falls away over time. Like that. Like, "Oh, I'm going to tip my hat." Like, why? We got stuff to do. Keep it moving, dipshit. Keep your hat on your head. And just keep going. But schools, I guess, still. I remember being, you know, as a kid in school, they'd be like, "You can't wear that. Take off your hat. Take off your hat." And you'd be like, I have the hat. Can I just have it on my fucking head? As opposed to somewhere else. It's like, no, take off your hat. You're inside a classroom. How are you going to be prepared for life when you go to a classroom as an adult, and you won't take off your hat? They prepare you for nothing in school. They prepare you to be in school, is my point. And that's stupid. So this kid has cancer, wearing a hat, I guess ashamed of his or her. Could be a lady. They get cancer too. I don't mean to assume everybody's a man. It is a woman. hair used to, okay, she lost her hair. She was wearing a hat and got in trouble. She's taking, she's on chemo, 15-year-old girl. Where was this? Burlington, where they have the coat factory. You know, you would think they would be a little more sympathetic there in the Burlington Coat Factory area, because they, you know, of course, the Burlington Coat Factory is more than just coats. They sell hats there as well. Well, fuck that school. And everybody wear a hat. Instead of having to shave your head for the cancer person, just wear a hat. Isn't that much better in solidarity? Be like, yeah, listen, I'd love to shave my head in solidarity with you, but why do we all both have to suffer? I mean, it's like, I'm doing it because you look silly with your cancer head. I'll put on a hat with you. U.S. drug companies hike price of everyday vitamin pills by 800%. Everyday vitamin? Are these, the gummy vitamins that I love are going up by 800%? Because I don't know what this is. This is a British... no, it's a U.S. drug bottle vitamins generic version, which can be bought for around $5 by more than 800%. What's that mean? It now costs $1,000? That's... like $4,000? I don't understand. I don't know. Well, the drug companies are garbage, right? Everybody agrees on that. Anyone over 21 could grow weed at home under proposed Ohio ballot initiative. Why wouldn't... yeah. Can't you do that now anywhere? Like, what, are the cops going to bust your fucking garden? You can grow weed at home if you're any age. Nobody's... if you're selling it, then that's a different thing. But if you just have, like, a plant at home and you smoke it, do you think that somehow you're going to get in trouble? I guess it's happened. I guess you gotta get some grow lights, go inside. You go outside, you're going to have a fucking asshole neighbor. Oh, net neutrality is supposed to end in a couple of days because the FCC is bought and paid for by Comcast and Verizon. So, I don't know. Google, save the internet and do something. Call your senators or congresspeople, whatever the fuck. I don't know if it's going to help. But we, and then when it goes down, we should be fucking chasing this guy down the street, this FCC chairman asshole. If you live in the DC area and you see him, say, you know what, you stink, you're a jerk. I saw fucking Trump's lawyer in the street yesterday. I didn't even realize it was him till like a second later, and I wish I had just said, you know what, you're a jerk, you're a stinking jerk. Because what do you say to that? You know, if I say fuck you motherfucker, then you can get him. You're a stinking jerk. Then you would have to probably just say, you know what, you're right. All right, I'll see you fucks tomorrow. Happy Hanukkah. I don't light a candle no matter what. We love you.